everybody. Welcome to the OETA Movie Club podcast. My name is Jeff Moreva. I'm the director of the show, and I'm here with our host, Robert Birch.
Hey, Jeff.
How's it going? Hope you're doing good. I'm doing great. How you doing?
Not too bad.
Doing good. We got a great movie to talk about today.
Oh, we do.
We've been on a break for the last 3 weeks while we brought you our pledge drive, and we've gotten through that, and thank you so much for everybody who's donated, and we love that. We love you guys for doing that.
Well, it's good to be back.
Good to be back. And this week we're talking about a movie that I had never heard of that you knew very well called Tender Mercies.
A 1983
hit. Robert Duvall.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's really good.
I remember this, basically the poster being up at Blockbuster Video when I was working there. All those years ago.
Yeah.
This is about a, it's kind of a, you know, almost a film standard. The country and Western music performer who's putting his life together again after bouts with alcoholism and I think in this one it's just alcoholism.
Yeah.
You know. And this is a sort of a quiet, reflective film. And but you know, powerful performances in this, and it, you know, it's really reminiscent of the Jeff Bridges film.
Oh yeah, Crazy Heart.
That came out. Also produced by Robert Duvall.
Right.
That one, and Robert Duvall appears in that one, but this is the original. It certainly is a totally different film, but you know, along the same lines.
Yeah. Robert Duvall took a huge part in this movie. I mean, he's actually singing.
Uh-huh.
When you see him sing, that's his voice he's singing. But not only that, he actually wrote several of the songs for this movie. And this wasn't just, he wrote a couple songs. These songs that were, these were nominated Grammy and Oscar nominated songs.
And the Academy of Country Music, right?
Right.
They won an award for one of these songs that he wrote and performed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty good. And he did his own, he sang it himself, in the film. In fact, they had gotten a composer to do the music for this film. And, Bruce Beresford, the director, had said, you know, it's a little cheesy.
Yeah.
Too
phony.
Saccharine.
Yeah.
And so he threw it out, and so the only music in this is the country music that's played by Robert Duvall and others.
Now, this was a pretty small release when it came out, only shown in 3 theaters.
On its initial release.
On its initial release. Yeah. New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago.
The producers really had kind of lost faith in this film. They didn't really think that many people would want to go out and see this. You know, so they, you know, they were actually putting a lot of money, a lot of effort into Scarface, which, you know, Universal was releasing at the time.
Right.
You know, another big hit. You might have heard of it.
Yeah.
And so Willie Nelson and several other country music stars said that they would step forward and help promote the film.
Yeah.
And even then, the executive said, we're not really sure how that's going to help us. And Robert Duvall sort of, you know, snickers a little bit and says, you know, that really goes to show what they know about, you know, this genre and this kind of community that's out there that, you know, we're making this film for.
Yeah. The kid, so Alan Hubbard in this movie.
The little boy,
Sonny,
uh-huh.
Had his 10th birthday party shortly after the film wrapped. And I thought it was so cool. Apparently, Robert Duvall shows up at the party, wasn't expected to show up, and gifted him with a guitar for the occasion. And Alan Hubbard went on to become a guitar teacher.
Right, a great guitarist.
A great guitarist, yeah, right. And guitar teacher. And
he still has the guitar, he says.
Yes. Yeah, that's so cool.
Which, of course, I mean, would you, I wouldn't ever sell or give away something like that.
I would have kept that. So, yeah, we talked a little bit about awards, but let's talk a little bit more about that, because Robert Duvall was nominated for Best Actor and ultimately won.
Right.
He competed against some, I mean, big names.
Oh,
Sir Michael Caine, Albert Finney, I mean, you know, and he won.
All English actors that he was up against for that year in 83.
But, yeah.
And, you know, Horton Foote also won for best screenplay on this film. Horton Foote, you know, who wrote the screenplay for To Kill a Mockingbird, had he was the one who had suggested Robert Duvall. This was the Duvall's, you know, breakout role as Boo Radley in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Right.
Horton Foote had suggested him for that role. And so when this script, when he wrote the script for Tender Mercies, he ends up going to Duvall's house and making him read the screenplay to convince him to do this role, to get behind it.
Yeah.
And, you know, he says, well, you know, we had a pretty good run with To Kill a Mockingbird. You know, why don't you give this a shot?
Yeah. Two of the songs in this movie, called Fool's Waltz and I've Decided to Leave Here Forever, were the ones that were written by Duvall. And like we said earlier, he sang both of these tunes. And he sang also another couple tracks that he didn't write, I guess. But totaling five songs. So he sang five of the songs in this movie. There was one, though, that was called Over You that was originally sung by the cast members. But the soundtrack version was sung by Lane Brody, who a lot of people know for Yellow Rose of Texas.
I like that one.
The song was nominated for an Oscar. And also nominated for the Academy of Country Music Award. So, I mean, even the songs that Duvall didn't write are getting, you know, nominated
right.
and everything. So, yeah. So, I mean, obviously this is an award-winning movie. You guys got to check
right,
it out. I mean,
right.
it's a great movie.
Now, you see, the there's a picture hanging in the wall. There's when Max Ledge, Duvall's character, is a backstage at his ex-wife's concert. She plays like Betty Buckley. She plays Dixie, who's kind of a Dolly Parton type. He's backstage and he's looking at this photograph of himself on the wall, and it's actually a picture from a production still from Joe Kidd, 1972, when he played like a country singer.
In that.
Now, I haven't seen Joe Kidd, but
no, I haven't either.
But you know, it's funny that they would find this old picture of him in like a similar character.
Yeah, it was funny. When I was looking up this movie and watching it and everything, I always thought, "What's Tender Mercies?" I don't even know what that means, and I had to look it up. But apparently, it was it's from the Book of Psalms in the Bible. I guess that was one of his favorite passages or something. I don't know. But I had to look that up because I was like, I was really curious about, because, you know, I thought, well, maybe that's one of the song names or in the movie or something. But no.
Now, this is also a great story. Tess Harper, who plays, he's coming out of alcoholism and he falls in love with a woman and her son they get married, and he's rebuilding his life this way. And Tess Harper was from Dallas. She auditioned in Dallas. And Bruce Beresford and some of the two producers for the film were down there. Apparently, she did so well in the audition that the next day they flew her to New York to do a test with Robert Duvall.
Yeah.
Imagine,
awesome.
You're an unknown actor.
Unknown actress, yeah.
And are on a plane going to New York City to do a scene with Robert Duvall. and then it took 9 days, basically a nine-day audition to get this part. She says it was the longest 9 days of her life. But, she became very well-known.
Yeah.
Got, some really great work after this.
Ellen Barkin also got really well known for this and got a lot of work after because of this movie and everything. It was one of her very first, I don't know if it was her very first, but it was one of her very first movies.
And she's terrific.
She is. Going back to more awards, this film was also in competition for the prestigious Golden Palm Award.
Oh, the Palme d'Or.
That's right, at the Cannes Film Festival, 1983.
Yeah, that's always good to get.
It's always good to get.
And spend some time in Monaco, so, it doesn't hurt either.
Yeah, exactly. So they had a couple recommendations for a director for this, and one of them that they thought about hiring was David Lynch. Now, If you're not familiar with David Lynch, he directs some pretty wild stuff.
A little different.
A little different stuff.
Right.
Lost Highway, Twin Peaks, Mulholland Drive.
Wild at Heart.
Wild at Heart.
Blue Velvet.
Blue Velvet. I mean.
Eraserhead.
Eraserhead. One of his first. Yeah, I mean, I love them.
Right.
I think they're great movies.
I'm
but they are
fan.
Weird. Let's just be honest. They're weird.
Yeah.
And for him to do this movie just would have been very interesting,
oh,
to say
yeah.
the least.
And, you know, the reason he says he turned it down was he was doing the pre-production for Dune
right.
at the time. And I'm sure that was quite, you know, I mean, talk about a lot of work, you know, pre-production on Dune. Yeah, that would be years and years just to get ready to start, before you even start shooting.
Oh, yeah.
And,
the pre-production on that would be incredible.
And he couldn't spend a whole lot of time in, you know, West Texas town, you know, and still do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bruce Beresford, though, it was the director that did get it. He's Australian, right? But he felt that the honesty, the directness with which it was written, that it was really showed human values, and that the terrain of West Texas was very similar to Australia, and that the brush country of Australia is so similar that, you know, the human beings living there, you know, it's a matter of understanding their behavior. It's
right.
Sort of a parallel between the two countries.
Yeah.
So he felt he was, you know, right at home.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I can't say enough good things about this movie. Like I said, I had never heard of it. I saw it on our list.
Uh-huh.
I watched it. I was super pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
Just a great movie. I mean, it's a little bit of a depressing movie, but it's a great movie.
Wow.
But, you know, and you know, I don't want to spoil it or anything, but it all ends pretty happy. And
yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one to tune into. So,
And we, as always, would love it if you will send us a celebrity photo.
Celebrity
we didn't
photos.
Do a pitch for our celebrity photos last time.
No, we didn't.
You know, if you have a photo with yourself and, you know, a movie star or a TV star, you know, we would love to put it on. You know, people like to see this. We get lots of comments about the celebrity photos. And,
oh, yeah, people
and
love it.
It's, you know, it's just something fun that we like to do. We'll, you know, if you have a picture of yourself with somebody famous, we'll put it up and tell your story. You know, we'd like to hear about where, when, and, you know, what the circumstances were.
Yes,
there's a
please
little
include
story.
That story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always helps. But, yeah, it's a great segment. We've done it for
35
years.
And
every once in a while we don't have a photo, but most weeks we do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always
yeah.
it's incredible to think that for 35 years we've been getting celebrity photos every week.
It makes us very sad when we don't get them. Jeff cries.
I do. I pout and I cry and I stand in the corner. And
we have to fish him out of the corner.
So next week we've actually got a double feature.
Oh.
Two great movies. Another one from 1983
right.
is going to kick it off, called Cross Creek.
Uh-huh. That's a good one.
It's a good one. And then after that, immediately following that one, we'll go into The Ghost Rider from 2010.
Yeah.
Definitely
see that one.
Yeah. So you definitely want to tune in for that, and of course tune in this Saturday for Tender Mercies. It's a great one, and you'll get that address for those celebrity photos here
mm-hmm.
at the end, and we really appreciate everybody listening. So
yeah,
until,
we sure do.
Till next time, take care.
All right. Bye bye.
Make sure to like and subscribe to the podcast. You can preview all upcoming OETA Movie Club films at oeta.tv/movieclub. And please, send your celebrity photos to P.O. Box 14190, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73113, or you can email them to us at oeta.tv/movieclub. And of course, tune in every Saturday night at 9 and on Fridays at 11. We'll see you on the couch every weekend for a great movie and fresh popcorn.